Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jenny, we better stop. Do you know, suddenly I'm transported to sort of standing next to you in infant school and swaying a bit.
You weren't just in my infant school.
Oh, Jenny,
you'd have
stop
been
it.
In the third year of
that
big
was,
school.
You always do it.
I just have to paint a picture for our listeners. I just have to paint a slightly distressing picture because Judith Holder is sitting opposite me. We are together in the room with Daisy. We're not in our very old studio cupboard. We've been allowed into the boardroom. Judith is wearing a pea green beret, which she hasn't taken off despite the fact she's indoors. Now, I don't know whether this is a fashion statement, Judith, a heat statement, or just an affectation.
I think it's all three. I think it may be a cry for help. Basically, it's all about the green tights. Look, bright green tights.
Yeah, yeah.
Bright green beret. I'm calling it a beret.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to legitimise my accessory of a bright green.
We've talked about the overmatching problem before. I mean, just because you have a bag of a certain colour, it doesn't mean to dictate your outfit. But I will say the green tights are a triumph.
You'd end it there, would you? You would end it before the hat.
The hat or the tights. It's just the three things. It's hat, bag, tights. The other thing it reminds me of is my grandmother, Jenny Jones, that became Jenny Hesmantosh. Did well for herself. Mill girl,
mate. Smart one, wasn't she?
Well, I don't know whether she was, because she left school when she was 12, of course, to go and work in the mill.
Gosh, isn't it?
She's the one that never heard a bird sing after the age of 15, because she went deaf in the cotton mill of Lancashire. Anyway, they got very rich, and she liked to go out with her friends for a coffee to smart places, and they always wore a hat indoors.
Oh, it was a bit of a thing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Because perhaps it was a kind of hangover from church, do you think? Because you keep your hat on in church, don't you?
Well, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. That's very true. But let's not get onto that.
No, we don't.
No,
religion
let's not go
is
there.
That's one of our no-no zones.
It is a bit.
It's a no-no zone. It's very nice. Very nice to be in the boardroom. Daisy's already having mince pie.
She's tucking in, isn't she?
Anyone would think it was Christmas.
Well, this is our works do.
It is our works do. I've already gate crashed at the other one next door. There are two boardrooms along this corridor. And I've already put my head round the other door. And there were a lot of people, about 30 people, in the next door boardroom. And I said, oh, sorry, wrong room. And then I closed the door and I thought, no, I can't leave it there. And I opened the door again. And I said, what are you doing?
In a way that women of our age can.
What are you doing?
Please explain.
And they were having a Christmas quiz. Daisy said they might be from the finance department.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, they're probably going on somewhere very, very posh afterwards.
Well, we're going on somewhere, but I'm not sure. We're not judging. We're not judging.
Did they have kind of nice things? Did they have like booze?
I'd have had to go in again and have a better
Jenny,
look.
I'm disappointed in you.
I'm very sorry. My glasses have been steamed up quite badly.
I would have taken all that in very,
very
quickly.
I tried the door on the stationery cupboard. Unfortunately, it's locked.
It's not locked, is it?
It's locked.
Jenny, that's gutting.
Gutting. It's mean. At this time of the year, isn't it?
Oh, really? It so is. It so is.
And how was your journey in?
My journey in. I've come laden, with gifts and surprises.
Yeah, not only are you wearing your attention-seeking hat and tights, you've got your little old lady shopping trolley as well.
It doesn't often get an outing. And
well, the lining is rotting through.
Yes, it's been sitting in the shed for so long. It literally is shedding sort of black bits. However,
Bloody hell, it's useful, Jenny.
Well, you've been able to transport the contents of one Greek hamper.
Yes.
Because two Greek hampers were delivered to your doorstep from, is it Stephen in Athens?
Yes, from the Greek kitchen in Athens. Now, the first box arrived and I was thrilled to the point of practically jumping up and down. And then about a couple of days later, the second one. So one was for you, one was for me. Yeah, so these are your goodies.
I've got to get all that stuff back to Camberwell. That's a bus, a train, and a train, and then a walk up the hill.
You could borrow my shopping trolley if you'd like.
I'm not being seen with that. I'm only 63 years old. Anyway, so you've already had a fight in Pret today.
I have.
I tutted so much at a young girl who was snotting next to me on the train.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, she didn't have a handkerchief. And then I couldn't stand. I got to a point where I said, under my breath, but loud enough to be heard, I said, oh, Jesus, I can't stand this. And do you know what she did?
What?
She looked at me, she said, I'm sorry, and she moved away.
Oh, well, job done.
I know.
Job done.
And then I felt terrible. I felt terrible because I've embarrassed and upset her so much she's had to move away, but it's what I wanted.
Well,
I didn't want her snotting.
Really?
I thought, I can't do with another fucking virus.
Show me the tut. Demonstrate.
Oh, God.
Go on.
It wasn't just a tut, Judith. It was like this. Oh, God in heaven. I can't. Oh, God. I don't know. That really is repulsive. It was like that.
That is quite over the top, Jenny, I have to say.
And then the bloke sitting next to me thought it was me and offered me some tissues. I said, it's not me.
It's not you. Oh, well, no, so that was just to underline it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now, are we opening presents?
I think we should do presents first.
Presents first. Okay.
We're sort of crackers.
Tiny little
They're
crackers.
They're the cheapest
here.
I could find.
Daisy, pull this cracker with me. Oh, Daisy won because she's young and she's strong. If Judith wins this,
Judith won that.
Okay, right. Daisy's trying to weaken her grip so that I win. Daisy has to try.
We've got a yellow hat. We've got a yes.
Are you going to put a hat on top of your beret?
Oh, I can't put a hat on top of the hat. It won't work.
I'm wearing headphones. I'm not doing that. What's my little...
I'm going to balance mine.
Okay, I've got a joke.
Oh. Yeah. I don't understand jokes. I always get very nervous when people tell me them.
Well, this joke doesn't work. Yeah, dude, that's a photo opportunity. Take a photograph of her, Daisy. She looks insane. My joke is this. Okay,
yeah,
I didn't write this one. What did one snowman say to the other snowman? Answer, do you smell carrots?
I don't even understand
It's because he's got a carrot for the nose. Do you smell carrots?
Oh, my God.
It's really bad.
I freeze anyway when somebody tells me it, especially if they say, can you guess the answer?
Give me one.
Right. Why did the gingerbread man go to the doctors?
Did he feel crummy?
You, I don't believe it,
did
Jenny.
Did I get it?
You got it.
40 years in the business. Come on.
Jenny, honestly, do you know, I think that's the most impressive thing I've ever seen you do. Did you open another one? Was Daisy's got that
No, what's Daisy's? Go on, read this one out. Hold on. Oh, yeah, I'd have got this one as well. What hides in the bakery at Christmas? Answer. I'll give you half of it so you can guess the rest. Mince.
Eyes?
Mince spies. Mince spies. They're hiding.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Why,
yeah.
I'm bad at jokes. I never
like
jokes.
No, I'm bad at jokes. I don't like jokes.
No,
it's not just you.
No, but at least you get them.
Okay,
at least
so
you work them out.
So I think we should open my homemade Christmas cards
to you
and Daisy.
Okay.
Open those together.
Oh.
And then Daisy can take a photograph. They're not good.
Oh, no, they're lovely. Very impressive for Sloth Patrol.
Oh, Judith, you've got a doubler. There's one on the back as well.
Is that by mistake?
Yeah.
Judith and Parker Holder Gang, Christmas Love, Jenny and Jeff. Very nice. That's understated.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's subtle.
Yes.
I will describe these. Daisy's got an orange one with a black snowflake on. And Judith has got a black one with two white snowflakes on.
Mine's special.
Yeah. My conveyor belt of creativity obviously went a bit wrong there. Anyway, there we go. That's
very nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Why have you put it like that?
Well, because I could do either or, couldn't I? All right, there you go.
There you go.
Anyway,
right. Where's my card?
Where's your card? Here you are.
Okay, and we've got presents in envelopes from Daisy as well. This is so exciting.
Yes.
Okay, I've got a fox. Hand-painted by Judith Holder. It's not hand-painted by Judith Holder. It's done by... It's a charity card. That's nice.
Of course it's a charity card.
And it is entitled Fox in the Snow.
It's very lovely, I
by
thought.
By Ardia. What did
very
you
nice.
Get?
She's got the same one. Also hand-painted, I think.
It's a photograph of a fox in the snow. Yes.
That's
the sort of fox you might get in the countryside, Judith. It's not the kind of fox we get, Daisy, in our back gardens.
That's true.
It's just a total AI fox. It's a cute sort of... And in fact, the ones we get around South London are just scabby, scavenging killers. That's what they are. They've got blood dripping off their teeth.
You've got to ever think about foxes,
Well, they
you?
Just dismember rabbits. Any rabbit or guinea pig in a sort of... Yeah, in our back gardens. They're all absolute ducks, whatever.
Do you do a fox noise? Because I know you're... Fond
of the
an
terrible
animal noise.
Rutting noise.
Oh, you do actually do it. Go on.
Yeah. When they're having sex, let me just see if I can do it. Ah! Ah! Ah!
What's what they do?
Yeah, terrible, painful sex noises like that. It's like you think, is there some kind of bird trapped? It's really distressing call because they have these penises. Happy Christmas, everybody. I hope you've got the grandchildren in the car because kids have got to know this stuff, right? They have jagged bits on their penises and they're like hooks. So that when the penis enters the girl fox, they hook on. It's agony for her.
Oh, and you're
that's they
kidding.
Make these cries of absolute pain.
Oh my God.
Yeah. There's no lubrication, there's no kindness, there's no foreplay. They're just straight in with these sort of weird shaped cocks with the tentacles on.
Do you spend a lot of time looking this kind of thing up?
You've got to know. You've got to know these things. Right, we're opening daisies.
Yes. Because your gift, I didn't know, was coming from China.
Oh, China.
They didn't say that, and it said it was in stock.
Didn't need to buy us
Jenny?
A gift, but that's so
Let
nice of you.
Have a restful Christmas, and I'll enjoy it all, so do I.
Oh, right. What is it?
I think. Is it tufting?
Yeah, it's
tufting.
It's a tufting kit.
It's a holly berry tufting kit.
And I've got a thistle.
Oh,
let's
lucky.
Have a look at yours.
Look, my holly berry tufting kit.
Beautiful.
I can't wait to get tufting. When will they arrive, Daisy?
Hopefully next week.
Are they coming to you or to our houses?
No, they're coming to me here.
Oh, well, we'll see you after Christmas.
It'll be a nice New Year project.
It'll be a nice New Year project. We're not going to get all demanding.
That's so sweet of you. It's really thoughtful.
It's really kind. I can't wait to have a go at tufting, actually. Yeah, you've done it. So, yeah, we're going to...
She's one up on us, isn't she, there?
Right, presents now.
Yes.
Daisy, would you like to open your present?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's part two in there. Yes, yes.
Part one?
Yes, that's part one.
Love the lark and the sloth.
Yes, that's
our new thing.
The lark
isn't it?
And the sloth have been busy this week. Judith made a Christmas wreath. I bet that was fun. Was it fun?
Well, it was. Yes, tell you why. Because it was a Hobbycraft kit. Big shortcut time.
Oh,
big shortcut.
Beautiful.
There are two.
Candles.
Yes, yes. Candlesticks.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yes, I think they're pretty.
Well chosen, Jenny.
Yes.
Very
yes.
good.
Oh my
Very
God.
Nice.
Oh, we want to see photos. And I want
They're
you
lovely.
To open part two of the present because then I can do. I just want to prove something to the woman across the table from me about teal and orange together.
Matchy.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, actually.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
Yeah. Orange is the contrast to the... We have bought, Daisy, some little glass candlesticks in a turquoise and green and bright orange candles to go within. She'll do a lovely photo shoot with those later. Now, Judith, would you like to open your gift?
I will.
Shall I simultaneously...
Heavy. Yes.
Yeah, it's not great. I ran out of inspiration. I did well on Daisy, and then
because
she gave
sure.
me instructions, she said go and get. I said to Judith, do you like this? And she said yes, go ahead. So I did.
Well done. I felt sure I knew what you were going to buy me for a Christmas present.
Did you?
And I don't think you have. Oh, you have! You bought me some fishnet tights.
Yeah, of course I have.
Because I said that I'd never worn a pair.
Yeah.
Oh, how brilliant. Black. Oh, sexy.
And on Christmas Day, I want you to wear them and we want
I
a photo.
Will.
Right, now.
Fabulous.
I'm opening a present now from Judith.
Yeah. They're a little bit disappointing, not yours, but, you know, they're
Oh, no, I really like them. These are absolutely gorgeous. They're mushroom Christmas tree lights.
Yes, they are. The only thing is I thought they were a lot bigger.
No, this is... we've only got a tiny tree, so this is absolutely perfect.
Brilliant. Oh, look at this. And you've also bought me a Degas art book.
So you can copy some nice pictures. Because when I think of your artwork, I think, oh, she's very Degas. There's quite a lot of Degas-ishness in your work.
Those are lovely, Jenny.
And these are mushroom fairy lights. We'll take photos after the show and put them on the notice board so you know what we're talking about.
Yes.
And they're those ones that they have. They've got flickering. I can do combination, in-wave, sequential, slow-go, chasing flash. No, I'm not doing that. It fucking drives me. Twinkle flash. No, I want steady on.
But that's exactly what everybody wants. You don't want anything flickery.
Number eight.
Wasted all
steady on.
It's all you want. On, off. Thank you very much.
In fact, that's what we all need this Christmas is a remote control that we can press at our, you know, partners and our guests around the table. So they're not doing sort of slow fades. Or just turn themselves off. We want steady on.
Steady on.
Steady on.
Steady on.
For
steady
everybody
on.
This Christmas. Steady on.
Yes.
Steady on.
A new mantra, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just something to say under your breath when people are just being a bit... Steady on.
Steady on. Steady on. Careful.
Steady on.
Steady as you go. Oh, no, I've got...
We've done very well indeed.
Yes, okay. That's my extra present. They're homemade. They're homemade cheese straws.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. If we weren't going out for lunch, I'd break open the cheese straws.
Disappointed that you're not going
I hope they're cheesy, Judy.
They're very cheesy.
What sort of cheese did you use?
What sort of cheese did you choose?
Cheese did you choose?
extra mature cheddar and parmesan and a lot of mustard powder and quite a lot of cayenne pepper, actually. Do you know, I haven't made any cheese straws since, I think, domestic science lessons in grammar school.
They were a staple of the curriculum, weren't they?
Yes, they were. And funny enough, I had trouble finding the recipe because they're so out of date and unfashionable.
They're not even on the internet. You have to find them in an actual recipe book.
In a library.
Now, you see, I looked at these and I didn't... They don't scream cheese straw.
Oh, what do you think they were?
I thought they were sort of slightly burnt shortbread. And then, because when I think cheese straw, and I'm not accusing you of anything, right. I see them twisted.
Oh, that's because Marks and Spencer's... Sorry, I'm wagging my finger there.
She did a fucking finger wag in my face.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's not a cheese straw. As far as I'm concerned, I think you'll find their cheese twists.
Yes, they are.
And they're the only thing that you'll find on the shelf these days that remotely...
Okay. Well, I'm looking for... I think that is going to be my taste sensation of the week, Judith.
Ooh, that's a big... Well, do you know what? I mean, that's a big thing to say.
Well, there has been no competition this week,
all right, okay.
To be quite honest.
I think you might eat them on the bus on the way home, but there you go.
Yes. I'm very, very thrilled with those. Now, we've done our crackers, we've done our jokes.
Yes. We probably don't need these, do we?
Judith has brought in a multi-pack of mini cheddars.
Well, you can't have a party of any sort at all.
Without mini cheddars.
My God, it's time they bloody sponsored us, isn't it? It really is. I'm on to them in the new year.
Listen, I don't know whether I meant to say this because they said I couldn't put a picture of the cards up on social media, but Jeff and I got sent each a free meal from Five Guys.
Did you?
Yeah, we've got a special card each.
Ooh!
With free meal. Yeah, it's like the most exciting thing that has ever happened. And they said, please don't, because I think they could be quite easily frauded, the cards, so we're not allowed to picture them in case people start ripping them off. And they said, you know, enjoy, but please don't flash these around. We don't give them... I say that again. We don't give them out very often. I've never felt so special in all my life.
So special.
So special. Gosh. We're going to see Cabaret next week, and I'm already planning that we're going to go to Five Guys.
Of course you are.
Terribly exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to look at our show notes.
Arlo's
Hold
got
on,
a
we've
present.
Got one more present to open.
Yeah, I'm just having
Should
a minute
Should I be opening Arlo's
this?
Present?
Well, you know. Now, what there's a bit this? Of a story behind that, I'm afraid, which is...
It's a sort of like a goodie bag.
Yeah, no, turn it over.
Is
yeah,
it
the
a
other
sleeve
way.
Bag?
No, it's a Christmas
sack.
But I think I've already made him one, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, you made him one last
So the reason
year.
You've got an extra one is that I've made it for Aaron, but obviously Aaron is no longer part of the family. So I found it amongst all the Christmas decorations and thought, oh. fucking hell, what am I going to do with this?
And then well, thank God I've got a grandchild called Arlo.
Indeed, indeed.
If there's anything else knocking around with an A on it, we'll take it. Thank you very much, Judy. I thought, well, I could put him in that. It's a big sack, Judy.
It's a big sack.
No, I think that's really, really useful. That's that will come in handy. Well, thank you very
perhaps.
Much indeed.
And then they've got, you have actually, I did. I don't know why I bought Arlo that present. You don't need to reciprocate for it. I just got a bit carried away with your theme.
Oh, my God, no. He
yes.
will love this.
Yes.
This is a Christmas tree decoration, which I'm pawing open now in the shape of a pig. It's like a Jesus pig. It's swaddled in a blanket. And I tell you, his pig obsession has actually slightly gone out of control. I mean, it's the first thing he looks for. It's the last thing he will release from his fist
really?
At night. Yeah,
really?
He would not leave our house the other day without a pig in his hand.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got really sort of a bit arsey about this because, you know, these plastic animals, right, if you have to buy them new from a toy shop, they're quite expensive. They can be £4 or £5 each, right, the good ones. And I'd managed to find this tub of farm animals in a charity shop for a tenner, and there were 3 pigs in there.
Wow.
And anyway,
wow.
by the time...
This is what you spent your time doing, isn't it?
Oh,
my God.
So as he went home, he was going home on the bus with Tristram, and I was really strict with Tristram. I said, I want that pig back in this house. And I meant it. And then Tristram came back the other day and delivered the pig back to the house.
Yeah.
It's now, and I'm getting really phobic about never losing pigs.
Being pigless.
So
yes,
this is brilliant.
You've got that in reserve, just in case.
Yeah, no, he will love it.
Isn't
it's
that
his
funny?
First word.
Isn't that
and his last thought.
Wow.
Wow. Pig. Pig.
With Stanley, it's ball.
Is it ball?
It's ball, yeah. It's a bit more conventional, isn't it, really? I think that's a bit more repeatable, really, as he gets older, don't you? Pig
yeah,
is a bit.
No, Arlo... isn't I don't let him have a ball.
No
there's one ball. Oh, there's one ball in the house which I hid and he found because it's a ball that makes me feel like I'm going to have a massive fit. It looks like an innocuous plastic ball with spikes on it. It's rubbery. It's a bit soft. But when you roll it, it lights up
oh,
and
is
flashes.
Oh, it's psychedelic. I know the one.
It's really psychedelic. And
yes.
I just think this can't be safe for children. Or toddlers, because it doesn't feel safe for me. So what he does is he rolls it, flashes, and I get hysterical. Go, no, don't like it. And I say, stop it. And eventually it stops. And he gives me a look and then he smirks and he rolls it again. And I get hysterical. He likes that game.
It's a good game, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's a bit of me that thinks, ooh, I'm not sure he's being very kind to me. Anyway, we've had a lovely present swap, and that's very nice indeed. So is this a Christmas party like the Christmas parties you have been to in the past, Judith?
Oh, works Christmas parties. Not really, is it? Not really.
Well,
oh my God.
We could always shove Daisy up against the wall and touch her up because
we're
the bosses. We could play that old kind of trick because we could say, no, you can't tell anybody because otherwise we'll make sure you lose your job. Because that was... That's the culture we grew up in. Daisy's good giving us a look now. So to say, if you tried that, I would lay you both flat
I
out.
I think she would, actually.
She would.
She'd achieve it too, wouldn't
Absolutely.
She?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, God, some of the worst Christmas parties I've been to. Oh, sordid. Do you know, once I remember, I used to work for this terrible bloke. I've worked for many terrible blokes in my time. And at one Christmas party, obviously it was in the office, you know, those awful cheap works dues that just have, you know, just these people just bring a bit of booze in you know, a few nibbles and everything. And my boss was literally snogging one of the secretaries or something behind a...
Tradition. Filing cabinet.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, he was, you know, not even attractive at all. He was horrible. And so I thought, oh, God, I'm going to call it a day and go home, obviously. I got to the lift. I was so pleased with myself. Got to the lift. And the doors opened and out came this woman, quite a lot older than me and probably the same age as the boss. And I thought, do you know what? The only person that can be
is his wife.
And she said to me, oh, could you just tell me where I could find? And I won't name him.
Let's call him Alan, because they were often called Alan.
They were often called Alan, but as it happened, luckily he wasn't called that. And I said, and I spotted my opportunity. I thought, not only am I going to say, oh, he's just at the Christmas party, I'm going to take you to him.
Yeah, point her in the right direction.
To him. And I thought, yes!
Well done, yes. Judith, you marriage breaker. Just before Christmas. Three kids. They had three kids. Suddenly daddy's just not there anymore because he let himself down at the office Christmas
party.
Big time. I've never really done them because I've never had a job.
You haven't really,
no,
have you?
No, no. I mean, occasionally Julie and I used to go out for a Christmas lunch, but it never got particularly raucous. You can't, you know, it just... And I've had office Christmas lunches by myself. I work a lot by myself, Judith. And sometimes I just...
Take yourself down
to the photocopier. Pull down my pants. Photocopy my arse. So, anyway, we've got better
things to do. You
haven't
missed anything, no, I tell you.
Well, I don't know. I think, and this is an observation I have made across the board, right. And I don't know whether you agree with me or not, and I'd like Daisy's opinion on this. I don't think people are so sexy anymore. I don't see so much bad behaviour, sexy behaviour. Or is that just because where I go and who I meet?
Well,
but I don't think there's the same level of lasciviousness.
That's a good word, isn't it? Lasciviousness.
Yeah. It really does suggest a tongue down someone's throat.
Lubricious, isn't it? It's lubricious.
Yes.
I like that word as well.
Yes.
You might be right, but how would we know? We don't go to nightclubs, do we?
Daisy, do you think people still behave in a lascivious manner?
I think if you went to Brighton or Blackpool on a Saturday night...
Or Newcastle.
You'd see hens and stags.
Yes.
I don't think at the works parties.
No, definitely not the works parties, because that's a huge no-no. Thank God now. But I think, I think you're right. Hen and stag do's, I reckon, they'd be as sordid, if not
Well, then
sordid.
We must go undercover
do
some investigations of our
investigation.
Own. Investigation. Yes, we really must.
They just assumed that we were part of the police, wouldn't they? Or the St. John's
Undercover.
Ambulance.
So undercover drug squad. Yeah, yeah. But look, because both of us look a little bit like Sarah Lancashire.
We're just walking, talking.
Posh
or two.
White women, you know.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
that's right. What an emergency blanket on our person. That'd be us.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, Judith has broken into the mini cheddars.
Can't
now,
yet.
How do these compare, Judith, with your homemade cheese straws?
Poor.
Well, which ones are the poor ones? The mini cheddars?
As if you have to...
Let's just say... I'm going to... Hold on.
Who are
you? You're
going to own them.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but this is science is called for. This is a taste comparison test now. I am opening Judith's cheese straws that she has...
Just pull them off.
She says she homemade them, but I think what she did... Well, she just bought some from a local deli, sat on them and said, these are homemade.
They're very asymmetric,
aren't
they?
Right, now I'm going to...
Okay. Oh, I'm a bit tense.
Where did you get these little cellophane
bags? I got them from Hobbycraft.
I bet
you
did.
Actually.
Oh, my God, these are cheesy.
They're good, aren't they? They are good,
Yeah,
see?
They're really good,
Judith. I think I could single-handedly bring them back.
Oh,
you know, with your endorsement, Daisy.
Yeah.
Look, Daisy looks like.
Yeah. No, these are very good.
Oh,
they're like. How many did you eat?
I had so many. I kept because I made them, but quite late last night. And
they're fresh as a daisy.
Yes, they are. And they were. Yeah, so I kept. I was watching. Whatever we were watching, and I just kept thinking, cheese straws, they're all there, aren't they? All cooling off. Oh, might have another one.
Warm.
Oh, might have another one. Oh, I could just have that one.
Just to check
lots.
Them.
I had a lot of them.
No. The mini cheddar is an acceptable alternative. But once you've had the real thing, this feels thin and salty, doesn't it?
That's true. But you might have to edit that out, Daisy. only because if we are offers of major endorsements. Yeah. Just do a handbrake
we're
turn.
We're just going to do a handbrake turn. Having sort of pretended that I prefer Judith's homemade cheese straws to the mini cheddar, we're gonna change our tune here. We're just the mini cheddars are vastly superior. And who are they made by? Oh, they're Jacobs. They're Jacobs.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a fine, that reputable brand, isn't it? That might be just sort of thinking about possibly sponsoring a podcast. Well, who probably eats the most Jacobs cream crackers in this country?
Oh, definitely our demographic. Not just you and I, our entire demographic.
Our 35,000 strong demographic and rising.
And rising internationally.
Now, listen, Judith, I think we are... Just before we leave Taste Sensations altogether, I just want to highlight the pudding I made for Jeff that I put on the notice board.
Pudding?
Yeah, I made him a pudding and I put it on the notice board. And
oh, God, I know what you mean. Go on.
He loved it.
The mince pie?
It was a mince pie bought from Sainsbury's, yes. And one of what you call his tragic ice lollies. A fine strawberry mivy. On the side, and I did it nicely, had a bowl, and I gave him a spoon and a fork, like it was a proper pudding in a restaurant.
Any cream for the mince pie?
Don't be ridiculous, no. His job was to smash the mince pie up with the mivy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, that was his job. And he accepted the job, the task was in hand, he smashed it up. And someone said on the notice board that it was, if it had been Heston Blumenthal doing it, it would have been described as a summer meets winter pudding.
Oh, it would, wouldn't it?
It really would.
Yes, it would.
So I was very, very proud of that.
Yes, the gang are clever, aren't they? They come back with some little nuggets.
Yeah, they do. And now just one other taste sensation. Go on. And now I don't have very many feelings of pride anymore because mostly I go around in a state of shame. I'm feeling embarrassed and slightly sad for myself. But this week, I made a cheese... I nearly said a cheese casserole. That would be bad. I made a chicken casserole, Judith.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a recipe that I pulled from a magazine many years ago. Not available on the internet.
I kept it.
I've got one of those ring binder foils.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, yeah. some cold recipes. Yeah, and then I have notes on the side that says, this fucking works! Ooh. Exclamation mark.
Blimey.
The chicken casserole, the trick to it, it's a lot of leek. It's no onions, it's leeks.
Okay.
Right, leeks and chicken and carrots. Not really much else in stock. And it's a very...
Do you fry it first or do you just go straight into the pot?
No, you fry it first. Okay. You fry your leeks down.
Okay.
Yeah, first. And you brown your chicken and then you put the stock in. But it's an hour and a half in the oven. So with a bit of gravy browning at the end. And sometimes I put some mushrooms in. Anyway, I've been making this for quite a long time. But this week, I remembered to save some back for Arlo. And it was Tuesday creche day, you know, when Jeff opens his South London nursery for Arlo and Ezra, my friend Kelly's baby. And the boys came to the table for lunch. And Ezra's a bit younger, so he had a jar of something. But Arlo had a big boy meal. He had the chicken casserole.
Do you like it?
With half a baked potato that was also left over. Judith, he ate it. I've never, honestly, I could not believe it. I didn't let him feed himself because I thought, I'm onto a good thing. I started spooning it in and he was opening his mouth for me. Because normally he just gives me a look and just turns his face and spits it all out and all this.
Yep.
And I had this moment of utter pride.
Oh, wow.
And then he was absolutely full of it. And I said to Ezra, do you want to try? And Ezra had a go. And he couldn't manage the meat, but he could manage the gravy and the carrots. And he liked it too. And then the crash was over and Ezra and Kelly went home. And he texted me mid-afternoon and said, what the fuck was in that chicken casserole?
Why, because of his nappy?
Ezra's nappy. She said, I've got post-traumatic stress from Ezra's nappy. And I have to say... The Arlo did two massive poos after it. Yeah.
It's very satisfying when they do finally eat something that you've bloody slaved over.
I've never seen it before. I've never honestly seen that, and it made me thrilled, and it made me buy Tupperware, Judith, because I'm going to make a big vat.
I know. You really are turning into me.
No, I'm not.
But surely.
No, I'm not,
yeah,
Judith.
You are.
I'm
tell
not.
You where you're going
I bought
next.
Some Tupperware, and then I filled it with plastic animals for a farm.
Yeah, I tell you where you're going.
She's doing the finger wagging again.
can't normally do that. I reckon it won't be long before you go into Poundland, okay? And you get some of the, you know when you get a takeaway and you get those aluminium things with the pleasing tops that you can write on?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to be batch cooking. Yeah, that's what you get.
Well, where am I going to put it? I haven't got a freezer. No, Phoebe's not got a freezer either. No, it's not going to happen. Anyway, there we go. I think it's time we went to Culture Corner because, gang, we have a bit of an announcement for you. And it's going to thrill some of you and it's going to upset others.
Why is it going to upset some?
Because some of them don't live near enough for it to be, you know, a thing for them. And what we're saying is, lucky, lucky northwest of England. Luckily, you drew the long straw, and we are going to grace you with our presence, are we not, Judith?
We are,
and if you'd like to give them the dates and the times and the venue.
Oh, big job, thank you. okay, so Sunday, matinee, obviously.
Only.
We're not stupid. 3rd of March. Yeah. 2:30 at the Keys Theatre in the Lowry, Salford.
The Lowry in Salford. So now, that is very easy for anybody around the northwest to get to. And the ticket price, our base ticket price is £20. There will be some add-ons. We can do nothing about that. That's totally up to the theatre. And we've got all the info here. Set length, it says 2 times 45-minute halves with 20-minute interval.
Ooh, we better come up with it then, aren't we?
And you better have a very quick wee in the interval, because sometimes our intervals just creep on a bit, especially if you're changing your outfit. And the tickets are on sale from today. You know, it's a Friday the 15th of December, the day this podcast drops. And if you'd all like to rush to the computer,
yes, that's what you need.
Where do they get them from? They get them from, either the Lowry or just look up Older and Wider Live, and there'll be Daisy's nodding. They will be available.
We need them to go like hotcakes.
We really,
we really
do, because if we're going to do it again, we have to prove to the management that there is an appetite for this show in the regions.
And there'll be a link in our Instagram.
There'll be a link in our Instagram. Did you hear that?
not achieved by us. We hasten to add.
Right, we're going to go into Culture Corner.
Oh, yes. What have you been doing then? What have you been doing? What have you been watching?
Very, very little, Judith. I've done very little. It's been a quiet week. I've seen Friends, and I've realised this is the way to see Friends. Morning coffee, afternoon tea.
Yes.
No palaver of making a meal.
No
accidentally getting really pissed.
Yes.
Two lots of friends in one day.
Cheaper.
So much cheaper.
So much cheaper.
Just, you know, some mince pies on the table.
Yes.
And everybody's not eating this or not eating that. And so nothing's touched. And Jeff has a big tea.
Have you only just realised this? I think I've realised this for a while.
I think that I'm realising that it's how I like it.
Yes.
I have done it before, but I over the weekend, I saw two lots of friends on the Saturday. One lot in the morning.
Oh, I see. You got 2 hours of the way in one day. Well,
and then when we were in on Saturday night, I thought, I feel good about this.
Yes, I know what you mean.
I've had a sociable day and I've still got my night in front of the telly.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's been a gradual process with me. I think I've abandoned inviting people round for supper.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, no, can't stand that. And then it was lunch. And then you're right.
It's morning coffee.
It's morning.
Do you want to drop by for half an hour?
Bit of shortbread.
Absolutely. Right, so Culture Corner, we're going to start with television. Well, we have resorted, Judith, because we've just used everything up, to watching old episodes of Endeavour.
Gosh, have you?
Yes.
Yes, that is a little bit desperate.
It is, isn't it? But they were very well made in the day.
Yes. Now, wait a minute. Is that the one that's made in Oxford?
Yes.
Filmed in Oxford.
It's precursor of Morse.
Of course.
It's Morse as a young man.
That's right.
With Roger Allen playing the other copper.
We like Roger Allen.
Yes. It's quality throughout. That's what I'm going to say.
Good.
And if you start at the beginning, it's so long ago that even if you've seen them, Jeff and I just sit there all night going, have we seen this one?
God.
Do you think we've seen it?
Oh, my God.
No, I don't think we've seen it. We've seen one that's a bit similar, but she was a bus conductress. It's not this one. Anyway, what we finished Archie and enjoyed
it. It's good, isn't it? It gets better, I think.
Yes, there was something missing to it, and I'm not quite sure what it was. Did I want it to go on for longer?
I think maybe it doesn't conclude terribly well, does it? It doesn't sort of take you to the end in some way. It leaves you wanting a bit.
Yeah, but I still think it was a good stab at something really interesting.
Yes, it was. And I think the fact that he sort of constructed this Hollywood personality, really, as did, I think, quite a few of them, really. So you finished Archie.
We finished Archie. Yes. And we watched the finale of Squid Game Challenge.
Oh, okay, okay.
And, you know, we were on tenterhooks.
I have seen a couple of them and I can see why you got hooked.
And the person who won was not my favourite character.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to say any more.
Oh, Jenny,
that.
Go on.
I can't, because there will be people who will be avidly watching this series. I'm not going to spoil it for them.
Okay, very good.
So what have you seen that you have enjoyed?
A bit like you, we've kind of run out of a few things. Mind you, The Crown.
It's coming back. Yes,
it's back. It's back.
Is it back?
Yes, I haven't really, you know.
Oh, that's this weekend sorted. Oh, God, we've got to go out for dinner on Saturday night.
Oh, have you really?
Yes.
Oh, do you know them well enough to sort of say that you
leave? Do I know them well
enough?
Well, I've already said we might be bailing out by 10.
Nice bit of prep work.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Very sensible.
Blaming on Jeff. Jeff's been tired recently.
If it was me, I'd stay till midnight.
Tired recently because he had another flare-up of his sinuses, but he's been seen now and he's got all the right meds.
Okay.
But he was so tired that he bought some jeans online, and he's got a method of buying jeans, and it works. It does work for him. He buys big and long because he likes a long gusset. And if he buys jeans for a short man, which he is, let's just, you know, make no bones about it, his gusset is short and he doesn't like it.
Okay.
So he has to usually take 3 feet off the bottom of...
Does he? Yeah. Do you have to do that? Do you do it?
Do I fuck?
No, of course you don't.
But it's such a palaver to pin jeans and get it right and all that.
Yes.
He had them in the house for 10 days before he could summon up the energy.
To
get them out and put them on and pin them and all that kind of thing. And then cut them and everything. And
this morning. Does he sort that out?
Yeah, he sorted out. And he just needs them hemming. I should have brought them with me, Judith. I should have given them to you.
We were on air, as it were.
He's going to take them down East Dulwich and they're going to get sorted.
Take 2 minutes. How did we get onto the gym? Oh, yes.
I have no idea.
No, wait. I'm worried for you, actually.
Yeah,
about
The Crown.
Now,
have you seen any of these?
No, keeping them back. Got to be a very big treat, those, have it.
Are there?
Only three.
Oh, God. And this is where we see Will and Kate meet
at St Andrews
University, where Sienna went.
Yeah, she was a couple of years too late.
Oh, damn it.
Get it.
Absolutely.
Yes, we've got to savour those, haven't we? And there's something else dropped as well. Oh, I know. Slow Horses.
Oh, you're a big
you
fan
don't
of
watch
slow,
that.
No,
but we
must get into it because I think you're right about Slow Horses. Actually, Judith, your Culture Corner recommendations in recent months have been good.
Oh,
they
good.
Have been influential.
I was worried about what you were going to say.
Well, I know
there.
Your little face clouded
it
over,
did. It
and
did.
Then got a determined kind of look as well, as if to say, if you say anything shitty, I'm going to come back, bitch. Yeah. I want to see Saltburn because we have had a lot of listeners writing in saying. Two things. Some people don't like it, and some people like it so much they've been to see it twice.
Yeah, I think I'm in the former of those categories, really. But it's confusing and divisive, but there are some wonderful sections in it. So, but surely, don't you want to go and see Wonka? I'm just desperate to see Wonka.
I don't feel like I am desperate.
Oh, I think
to see
it's going
Wonka.
To be good. It's made by the same team that did Paddington's.
Okay,
you know,
okay,
so
right.
Don't.
But again, you know, we are adults. Why are we being spoon-fed children's entertainment?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think it sounds like it's been sort of. You know, there's some nice...
Sexed up,
exactly.
Okay.
Hugh Grant sounds if he's got a good role.
So is it meant to be for adults? It's this crossover thing. I get confused.
No,
you know,
I
am I 63 or am I 8? Just not sure. How are you getting on with your books?
Well, I'm still reading and still loving The Heart's Invisible Furies by John Boyne. I'm going to use the word masterpiece.
Judith, that's not lightly used.
It's a big word. No, exactly. It spans a big sort of dollop of time from post-war up to, well, I haven't got to the end yet, but I think probably present day. And it's about prejudice against homosexuality, prejudice against women. And it takes place in Ireland, so you've got the IRA. But it is beautifully written, and it's a really clever plot. It's about AIDS. And I think, I'm totally gripped. And I
okay,
have
well, do you know the way through? I've got a credit and I'm going to spend it on a John Boyne. I don't know whether I'm going to do your John Boyne because it feels a bit copycatty, or another John Boyne, because quite a few of our listeners, again, have chipped in and
yes,
said, I'm a big John Boyne fan. Have you tried this one? Have you tried that one?
Exactly.
We might go on a John Boyne
Shall
binge.
Shall we?
John Boyne
He's written
binge.
Quite a few, I think.
We have at last finished The Bee Sting.
Oh, thank
We've
God
We got
for
it
that.
Done in 2023. It's like one of our biggest achievements. You know, like some people do marathons and they sort of do the couch to 5K and they're not sure they're going to be able to do it. And in the end, they triumph and they do it. We feel very similarly about finishing this book.
Oh, it took you
we
a while,
did enjoy
didn't
it. Yes. It was about 27 hours long.
Oh my God.
And it got interrupted a lot. But I'm not going to use the word masterpiece.
No. Well, yeah, I think you'd have scampered through it more quickly if it was a masterpiece.
But
to be
I think it's borderline. I think it's very, very good. And I'm not surprised it was a Booker nominee. And I haven't read the winner of the Booker. And I think that all the good money was on The Bee Sting and it didn't win. So that's a bit intriguing. But again, it's a big family saga. Every voice is completely original, disturbing and oddly funny at times. Oh. Did not see the end coming, Judith. Did not see
good.
The end
and you
coming.
You usually do. I know what you
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I can normally. Mm. You know, it's a bit like the Christmas cracker jokes. I can see them coming.
You can. Much more than me. I'm terribly much more gullible.
Well, Jeff and I are back on a Miss Marple at the moment.
Oh, yes.
We are absolutely gripped. The Body in the Library. It's a very good one. I didn't think the Miss Marples were that good. We've always been Poirot fans. But we have, you know, we've expanded our Agatha Christie canon to include the Marples now.
There Which, yes, I
Body
mean...
Body in the
yes.
Library. Okay. And even though it's grisly, it feels like light relief. Now, we had a bumper crop of emails into us. This is very nice. We do appreciate it. And we do answer quite a lot of them. If you haven't had a reply, we're very sorry. But about 8 out of 10 get answered.
Yes, I know. The thing is that, I think we're pretty good, aren't
we? Yeah, we try
But then
hardest.
If I don't answer them straight away...
Yes, they go on the back burner and then they get
lost
forgotten.
Down the sofa.
This was last week's poinsettia. When I was about 8, we had my granny living with us. And one Christmas, some friends of hers gave her a huge poinsettia. A few weeks previously, I'd been round to a friend's after school admiring their massive cheese plant. Her mum told me she kept the leaves shiny with polish, so when I saw the rather disappointingly matte leaves of the poinsettia, I devised a lovely surprise for my granny. While they were having their mince pies and sherry, I sneaked into the kitchen, got a tin of Brasso and a duster. I carefully and thoroughly applied Brasso to every leaf on the poinsettia, and it lovely glossy as anything. When everyone later came back into my granny's room, they were greeted with the sight of a lone twig with damp, dead brown leaves hanging from it. Gasped with shock and horror. Not the surprise I had hoped for. That is Zara. She's exactly the same age as me.
Is she?
She's 63 years and 8 months.
Oh, is that the same as you?
Well, yes, more or less, isn't it? I'll be 64 in March.
Wow.
And I just want to say that houseplants date us because just the memory of the cheese plant... And somebody, polishing a cheese plant.
I think we just put milk on it or something, didn't we, on the cheese plant leaves?
That
I think
might
we
have been
that.
A very Midlands thing to do. I don't think.
I don't never really liked cheese plants.
No, I don't think my mum had one, but I do remember going to friends' houses. And my friend Susan Wren Hilton, they had a conservatory. Well, no, a sun lounge.
Oh, a sun lounge.
They had a sun lounge. And they had cheese plants in the sun lounge in a wicker kind of
yes.
basket thing.
And then and then I think it was spider plants
spider
before
plants that.
That
hung down.
Wasn't it?
Yes,
that was
yes.
before.
And sometimes you'd get a snake-like design. Okay, I'll start that again. Sometimes you'd have a plant stand shaped almost like a snake curling up from the ground with little pot holders on either side.
Right,
and you'd have hanging plants.
Oh, my God, that's right. They were all, yes, they came in fashions, didn't they?
They certainly did. And, you know, and then now it's all succulents and cacti.
Is it? I don't like plants, house plants.
Well, Judith,
I can't. Oh, no.
I don't mind the odd one or two, and I love a cactus. And I do like a botanical garden with a lot of unusual cacti and succulents.
Oh, I quite like a botanical
garden. I love a botanical garden.
Maybe we should have a summer outing to Kew Gardens.
Why doesn't someone give us a fucking TV programme just called Botanical Gardens with Jenny and Judy?
Of the world.
Of the world.
Yes, get in there.
With the cruise on the side.
Did you see the one about the corgis? Because last time we were talking about corgis, weren't we? And the fact that they've become very fashionable.
Yes.
This comes from Jane, 63 7/12. She says she's another military brat born in 1960.
She's another
like
one exactly
you.
The same age as me.
And she says, just responding to your call for corky personality trait verification. Happy to oblige, exclamation mark. I have a Welsh Pembroke corgi called Rufus. Love him dearly, but I can confirm that he is an overconfident, assertive little arsehole. There you go. I was right.
That's the kind of dog you want, though, isn't it? In some respects.
Arsey.
Yeah. A sort of overconfident. You don't want some pushover of a dog. I like the... I'm going to look more closely at corgis. Now, we're just going to dip into an email from Michaela, aged 49 and 9 months. And she's been listening to the back catalogue. And she says, if you could give a shout out to Carol, who's Michaela's mum, as this week, Thursday the 14th, which is the day we are recording this podcast, is her 77th birthday. And I'm not going to lie, I bought her bugger all for her birthday. So this will really dig me out of a hole. Daughter of the year, me. She loves your podcast too. All right, Michaela, we've got you out that hole.
Yes, we have. Oh, now, so let's finish, shall we, on the emails with I think this is a gold star commendation, all right, from one of the gang. She wishes to remain nameless.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why. Okay, so she said that she dropped the entry card that you use to get in and out of a gate somewhere, right? Yeah. She dropped the entry card down that gap. You know that gap that you can't really get to between the gears?
In the car.
And the driver's seat. So it dropped down there. She got home and she tried everything. She tried the tweezers. She tried those things that you do barbecues with.
The clickers.
The clickers, those. Nothing worked at all. Had a brainwave. She only went and got some panty liner.
Yeah.
Slid it down and the sticky side just caught it enough to get it out. That's Queen's Guide, isn't it?
Oh, it so is. Oh, yes. The uses of the panty liner.
Yes.
Listeners, if you have any other alternate uses for the panty liner, do let us know. And if you can use them in a craft experiment, that even better.
Well, that's a challenge.
Keep us posted,
a half. We want visual proof.
You know, Daisy's just given us some off-air information doesn't belong off-air. Daisy, just say that again, an alternate use for a panty liner.
Put something that smells nice on it.
Yes.
Attach it to the top of your bin and it will keep your bin smelling fresh.
Oh, you don't mean on the top so everyone can see it. You
mean underneath the lid. Yes. Yes.
Phew. Daisy just said that. Both of us literally went, oh!
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if you went into someone's kitchen and they'd watch the Instagram hack, but they got it a bit wrong, put it on top of the bin. Anyway, and thank you very much to Venetia, who lives near Stroud and has made a fabulous Christmas tree out of wine bottles, basically.
That was fantastic.
It's so impressive. Venetia, we'd like to put that on our Instagram account. I don't know whether you'd mind. Let us know.
Brilliant.
And I think all that remains for us to say is we will be back next week, so we can't say Happy Christmas now.
Well, no, we can't. But wait a minute. Hasn't Daisy got... We're on to craft project.
Yes, because we asked for some craft projects. And we got something beautiful from Venetia.
Daisy.
And apron. So every day, my sister and I have got an itch. We have to sew something onto it.
Oh, my God.
It's beautiful.
Oh, Daisy.
I didn't follow the instructions, But so every day, so you get the pattern, they get sent to you.
Yeah.
So every day you have to sew this thing. So at the end there's 25 things on it.
But do they send you? Do they send you instructions about how to make these embroideries? Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. Have you? You haven't made the actual things.
No.
So you get sent an apron, and then you sew on.
Oh, Christmas tree, a Christmas pudding.
But these are hand embroidered by you.
Oh, they are beautiful. A mitten. I love a mitten.
This is worth. You wouldn't sell that.
Yeah. Oh no, but that's always the way with embroidery. That is cool. Look at the goose as well. Oh, Daisy, it's exquisite.
No, you don't want to soil that. No. There's a robin, ginger man, a Christmas pudding.
It's really beautiful.
We're going to take a photograph of that and put it up on our Instagram account.
And
everybody's got to write and say how brilliant it is.
It is.
Well, we've had a lovely time.
Star as well, isn't it?
We've got to go out for lunch now.
I know, I'm hungry already.
Hungry?
Is it quarter past?
It's half past 12.
It's lunchtime as far as I'm concerned, Jenny.
Well, we've got another half an hour to wait.
Well,
hopefully by the time we walk to the restaurant, we'll be more or less 1 o'clock.
Well, if we're not, I'm going to start without you. That's all I'm saying. And I'm really looking forward to putting on my fishnet tights.
Well, yes, well, that's for Christmas Day. It's not, they're not officially Christmas yet. Don't get too excited. Listen, everybody, we will be back next week. Thank you very much. Behave yourselves. Get in touch with us. Send us whatever you fancy. And well done, everybody. And thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.